From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Vienna today, 3 days of intensive talks ended with a draft document aimed at easing concerns over Iran's nuclear program. The countries involved, the U.S., France, Russia, and Iran, have until Friday to sign off on the proposal. From Vienna, NPR's Eric Westervelt has details.
International Atomic Energy Agency head Mohamed Alberde gave no details of the draft document that, if approved, diplomats confirm, would see the majority of Iran's stockpile of low-enriched uranium sent to Russia for processing and conversion into fuel for a reactor used for medical research and cancer care. Alberde said he hoped the draft agreement would be approved by all by Friday. He said it could open the way for normalization of relations between Iran and the international community.
Everybody is aware that that transaction is a very important confidence building measure that can diffuse a crisis that has been going on for a number of years and open space for negotiation.
If the parties, Iran, Russia, the United States, sign off on the deal, it would then go before the Atomic Energy Agency's board for final approval. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Vienna.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says North Korea's nuclear program is a serious security challenge for the entire region. Gates says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
Ironically, as the capabilities of their ground forces continues to degrade in terms of being a threat, their missile development and nuclear programs are increasingly dangerous and destabilizing.
Gates was speaking to U.S. and South Korean troops in Seoul today. North Korea has made conciliatory gestures after conducting an atomic test in May and a series of ballistic missile tests. In Boston, federal officials are expected to hold a news conference this hour regarding an arrest in a terrorism case. One man is reported to be in custody and two others are said to be implicated. A prison inmate faces arson and murder charges in Southern California. He's been named in a grand jury indictment for a deadly wildfire in 2003. Steve Julian with member station KPCC reports.
Investigators say Ricky Fowler and another man were seen driving a white van along the road where the old fire began, and one of them threw a road flare into dry brush. The man Fowler allegedly was with that day was shot and killed 3 years ago. The investigation simmered for several years but gained steam last year, and then new evidence surfaced a few weeks ago. Prosecutors had until Sunday to file arson charges. That's when the statute of limitations would expire. The fire burned 90,000 acres, destroyed 1,000 homes near two mountain resorts, and led to the heart attack deaths of five people, the youngest of whom was 54. Because the deaths occurred as a result of arson, Fowler could face the death penalty if he is convicted. He's currently serving time for an unrelated burglary conviction. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to NPR News. In the early going on Wall Street, the stocks are up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 42 points at 10,083. The NASDAQ Composite Index also up 17 points at 2180. The Nelson Mandela Foundation is threatening to take action over a book praising the president of Congo Brazzaville, which has a foreword supposedly written by Nelson Mandela. NPR's Fabio Quist-Arkton reports.
The book, entitled Straight Speaking for Africa, is by President Denis Sassou Nguesso of Congo Brazzaville. The book carries a foreword praising Sassou as a great African leader and claims it was written by Nelson Mandela. Sassou first seized power in a coup d'etat. After losing power, he bounced back and returned to elected office as president after winning a crippling civil war. The Nelson Mandela Foundation says Mandela did not write the words, nor has he read the book. The foundation condemned what it called a brazen abuse of Mandela's name and has threatened unspecified appropriate action. A statement said Mandela was still inundated with requests to write book forewords, but had indicated a year ago that he stopped. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Tropical storm Rick is expected to make landfall in western Mexico today after sparing Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Authorities in the region are preparing for flash floods and mudslides. In Mexico's Sinaloa State, classes have been suspended for some students, and the governor is urging residents to pay attention to advisories. He said soldiers are ready to help with possible evacuations. Forecasters say Rick could dump up to 6 inches of rain. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.